From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Perry Finelli. Governor Mark Dayton is pushing for an extension of the North Star commuter rail line to St. Cloud. Dayton today released a supplemental budget proposal that includes $3.8 million for a study and a six-month demonstration project of the extension. It would be one trip in each direction per day. The line from Minneapolis currently ends at Big Lake. Dayton says the original decision to not run all the way to St. Cloud was nonsensical.
So if you wanted to suppress the participation of the ridership in that, that would certainly be one of the strategies to do so. So to bring it to downtown St. Cloud would be the first time we can actually determine how much public support there is for it, and I think it'll be considerable.
Dayton also outlined $147 million in additional spending recommendations, including $100 million for pre-kindergarten programs. He also wants to put $200 million in savings. Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith says she won't be a candidate for governor next year. The DFLer today posted on Facebook she will sit out the race to succeed Governor Dayton. Smith says she reached the decision after consulting with friends and family. She says she's also considered the current political environment.
I would say that it is a difficult time in politics right now, but if anything, that is a motivating factor and not a factor that dissuades me. We need people in politics right now more than ever that are ready to really go out and fight for what they believe in.
Smith says she will work hard to carry out Dayton's agenda and do what she can to get another DFLer in office after him. St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman, State Representative Aaron Murphy, and State Auditor Rebecca Otto have announced campaigns for governor. Others in both parties are mulling it over. In sports, the Minnesota Timberwolves play the Heat tonight in Miami. Cloudy skies, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. It's 6:06.